What is this? Oh man! I did it again.
But.
Will somebody please press start?
Brad's trying to rush us off.
No. I will stay here as long as you guys wish to talk.
Well, I could talk another 75 minutes before I run out of minutes on my phone, so.
I'm with you, brother.
You could stop recording. We could just all gab for the next hour or so.
Oh, that would be cool. This is such a great group. I got to tell you guys, I love these things. I'm bouncing over here. I am literally bouncing over here.
Well, you know, it's so cool to be able to put a voice and with a name on the screen, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Especially when it's been so long since you could put a name, put a screen on a name on a screen, huh, Charlie?
Yeah.
Charlie.
Welcome back, buddy. We missed you. We love you.
I'll tell you what. Sherry was laughing at me as I'm sitting here going through the 298 different threads with the bazillion posts. And she says, are you reading each and every one of them? I says, well, to be honest, there are a few that I'm skipping because they're getting way over my head.
I hear you, brother.
Oh, Sam's been posting again, right?
between Nikolai and
Sam are, boy, I tell you what, some days I got to read their posts 3, 4, 5 times to try and figure out what
Hey, Larry's going toe-to-toe on Nicholas with some
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and Jester Hawk is coming up with some stuff, too, and it's like, man, I thought I could church doctrine and biblical and stuff, and I can't believe how much I really didn't know.
Oh, you know what? But what a great group that we can share at so many different levels and grow with each other. And, you know, praise God for this group. I really
iron sharpens iron.
And I am in a position where I am so rarely on anymore. I feel so disconnected from you guys. But every time I get a chance to go out there and look and read, I feel like I've come home again. And I appreciate all of you guys.
Well, thank you. Well,
your wife says she's going to invite us out for dinner once they finish up the last few details out at the farm. So
I'll be up Thursday night. So hopefully this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll come by.
Yeah, well, it's pretty cool. You know, we got to know Tim and Karen because they have their farm up here, and then they show up here with Luke, of all people, that I never. So they have to get up from my afternoon nap because Tim is late, and I'm thinking, what are you running late for, me? You know, and I get up, and here's this hairy Arab sitting in my.
Wasn't me.
Hairy Arab.
It's like, Luke, no wonder you're not answering the Skype calls.
That's funny.
The only two people in the country that didn't know Luke was coming, Brad and Michigan Charlie.
Right.
Even my wife knew. That's what I know.
My wife knew, too. Even my daughter knew.
Oh, it was so funny because we, you know, you put this prayer request about how you got this missionary coming and you're not really that happy about it.
Oh,
you're
I'm
all
so,
like,
and I was
you know,
so laughing.
It was so funny. And then I get this little, like, email from Luke that goes, guess what's happening? And I'm like, oh, really? That's really funny. So, and I tell you, those podcasts with him on it, they were so funny. I have listened to them so many times. Just hearing the whole experience of him coming out here. And him coming up to you in the airport going, I love you, man.
Hey.
If you want to try some Vegemite, I've got a whole jar of it here.
No, that's
right. I'd be glad to share with anyone.
I heard that was your new favorite spread.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I like to spread on things and throw it away.
Hey, I've got a jar in my refrigerator, too.
I wouldn't let Luke bring it into the house, so
But, you know, when I talked with Luke the other night there for almost an hour and a half, over an hour and a half, and he was telling me the story about going to your house, Tim. And he called and said, yeah, I'm this many miles away. And you said, oh, I'll see you in 3 hours. And he says, 3 hours? I'm 5 minutes away. He says, yeah, right. Luke says, 5 hours later, he got there. He says, I've never seen so many cars.
That's funny.
Well, yeah, if y'all are wondering, if you're listening and you're wondering what we're talking about,
well, you're still free.
There's a forum, a community, mylifeministries.org/forums, and you can join there and talk to all of us. Luke is also on in that community, and so he visited us. And there was other podcasts on the twoblindsquirrels.com show that you can also check out, where we did many interviews with him and Michigan Charlie Raves. You can check that out at mylifeministries.org/MCRaves.
Thanks, Brad, but there's more.
And there's more?
Yeah, well, I want to say this about the forums, and because I've been watching, and it continues even today. It doesn't matter if you're just signing up. It may look like a daunting group of people who know each other and are going to be, you know, real tight and all, but this has been one of the most accepting groups of people I've ever seen. It doesn't matter who you are. If you come in and you're participatory, we're going to accept you just like we accepted each other at the beginning. And if you're not going to feel left out, you're not going to feel like you don't belong, you're going to be a member right away. This is the most inclusive group I've ever been a part of, and it's one of the reasons I love this group so much.
Amen.
Me too. Amen.
I was gone for a while there, and I'll tell you what, there was a lot of prayers being said for me. I had phone calls from people that to see how things were going, and I mean, we're very supportive of each other.
Some of us even dropped by.
Yeah, some of us. Yeah.
I would have if I could have. Well, Larry and Gracie actually have a lot to do with the character of My Life Ministries was originally formed, because they were moderators on another forum at, I don't even know what the address of it is.
Jennifer Knapp, you forgot?
No, I mentioned Jennifer Knapp forum, but I don't know what the address is.
We don't know either. It's changed about four times.
Oh, well, yeah, it changes very frequently.
But Gracie and Larry were moderators over there, and at that forum, at least for Larry and Gracie's part, was the kind of community I wanted to have and wanted to model my community after, or the My Life Ministries community after. And I think the Lord used them, very instrumental in developing this ministry.
Well,
I thank them for allowing the Lord to work through them and show me some things.
Wait a minute, I just looked at the top number of posts. They aren't even in the top 10.
Excuse me?
No.
Excuse me?
I am. You need to recalculate that.
I'm just kidding.
As a matter of fact, Brad actually named me Gracie, because my name on the Jennifer Knapp board used to be Saved by Grace, and they were trying to come up with a nickname, and all of a sudden Brad just one day just called me Gracie, and I loved it. I said, that's so great. And then
I'm not typing
Larry...
Saved by Grace every time.
but yeah, right, because that's a little long. But and then Larry came up with the, say goodnight, Gracie, and that's just kind of how, and it's funny because I have a niece named Gracie, and she was here last week, so it was kind of funny calling her Gracie, because I'm like, you're not Gracie, I am.
Oh, and all this time I thought that was your real name.
No, my real name is Beverly.
Beverly,
no, we'll
not.
Stick to Gracie, because Beverly's old. Yeah, it is.
I saw your picture. You can't possibly be a Beverly.
I am. As a matter of fact, I was little Beverly growing up. My mother was Beverly, too, so... Yeah, I'm Beverly. I know. See, because you see me, you see Gracie, but no.
And let me finish now, because I got started and I'm gonna not get finished. Michigan Charlie also has a huge role, and the forum, I think everybody can attest. It can attest. Everybody will profess that it's not the same when he's not there.
Amen.
And
yeah.
He brings
absolutely.
Unmatched. And of course, Tim is our original member. So it wouldn't be My Life Ministries if he hadn't come along and encouraged me and Chaz to continue, because we were about to give up. And
well, it's your fault I was spitting milk out of my nose in front of the Chicago River when people were watching. It was the Build-A-Bear episode. I'm telling you, that was the end of it. Once I heard the Build-A-Bear, I was hooked for life.
The famous Build-A-Bear episode, the lost Build-A-Bear episode.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You can't get it unless you get the DVD.
I'm going to have to buy the DVD now.
You have it, don't you?
How many DVDs do you have? Just one? Or
just right now, just one. Then at the end of the year, we'll put another one. So
that,
every time we take
2007?
Them. Yes, I believe so. Yeah, every time we take, if they're not on the website, then they're on the DVD.
Just for the record, episode 25 and 26, absolute classic, some missionary guy, I don't know.
That's how classic it is. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be Mr. Tim Meeks.
Right. I like the one where that same guy took over the podcast.
The one where you took over the podcast?
No, where Tim took over the podcast and that him and Karen did that
play.
Oh, yeah, that was great. Which one was that? Do you remember, Tim?
I don't remember the number, no.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
But Francois, the terrible hamster, took over.
Yeah, that was
well, I want to know if Buford's ever come into Grace Junkies.
No, I don't think he fit in here very well. And why bring that up? Why bring that up?
Well, because if anyone needs Grace, it's Buford.
Yeah, that's right. I'd love to hear his input about these things.
what a Christian is?
Boy, he's got to have an interesting take.
Oh, see, now he heard his name and he's coming in. What is it? What? We're having a nice conversation without you, sir.
Well, I just wanted to get my dues in about what's going on in here. People talking about me behind my back and all.
Well, what is your opinion of what a Christian is then? So you can get that and get out of here.
Well, it's very, very simple to me. If you give your 2 pennies on Sunday into that plate, then you're going to get into heaven.
Oh, here we go.
Well, because it says right there on the dollar bill, "In God We Trust." See, that's circular reasoning there.
I'm glad we got you in here, Buford. That was really enlightening. Thank you.
Hey Buford, I want some of that fuel for your 144-mile-an-hour cars, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's been illegalized.
And I want the bacon. I want the bacon sunrise deodorant.
Hey, listen, you fellas. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you one more thing before I leave, all right? Now, Brad's trying to get me out of here now, but listen. If you guys, I know y'all trying to define Christianity and all, but listen, if y'all can't get to heaven now, y'all just come to Texas because it's the next best thing, all right?
Thank you, Buford. You can leave now. Oh, my goodness. Now, why y'all bring him in here? Annoying.
Hey, he couldn't hear us, pal. He can only hear you, okay?
That's right. It's your imagination.
If y'all knew the half of it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I visited Texas once. It's the only place I ever drove for a day to get across the state and never got to where I was going. I thought it was bad driving here in the UP, Jib.
No, it ain't. Trust me, I drove for 3 days and I didn't get across Texas.
I was going into Houston to my ex-wife had a friend there, and we said Houston city limits, and we drove for 5 hours before we got there.
Yeah.
Are you guys getting a lot of flooding out there, Brad?
It's getting bad. It's getting bad. I mean, yeah. It's not flooding like you have around the rivers up, you know, in the Midwest and stuff. But I don't think we're losing homes or anything. But pastures are flooded and lakes are flooded and things like that.
Got a lot of streets and roads flooded. At least it looks like it died on the news.
Oh, and maybe stuff I haven't seen yet. But at least in my part of Texas, we have a lot of pastures flooded out, but I don't know if anybody lost their home or anything.
Now, you have a big lake there in Sulphur Springs. Is that pretty high now then?
Oh, yeah. All our lakes are full, and they're pumping out as fast as they can. And it just keeps raining. Lord's blessings, but it's the end of about a 5-year drought, so we're slow to complain.
Well, get your aquifers filled back up again anyways.
Yeah, I think they're pumping it all to West Texas, going to turn it into a big meta.
You know, they're pumping our Great Lakes down to Chicago and beyond, so I don't know.
And thank you very much. It's excellent drinking water. As long as you have 47 filters between here and there, that's good for me.
You haven't had real drinking water until you went to New Jersey, guys. Come on.
That's not water. It burns.
Well, you know, right from the refinery, straight from the refineries to your faucet.
Hey, I've got a farm up in the UP, Michigan, where I have a well that's 47 feet deep, and it's never run dry. And I have to tell you, other than the very high iron content, it is the best tasting water I have ever had anywhere.
That's because you only have 47 feet. You should have gone down to 60. It would have been no iron.
It was a hand-dug well 125 years ago. Came with the farm. What am I going to do?
Invest in a new well, you cheapskate. I just say that.
Charlie, next time you're up and you want a drink, I'll hand you the ladle. You can walk out.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Sherry and I have been out to the farm, and we fell in love with it. It's, you know, when people talk about God's country, you know, we really do have that for going for us here in the UP, because we do have the miracles of our Lord everywhere here. And Jim and Karen have a little piece of heaven out there.
Hey, I hope you'll come by this weekend. We've got a new horse on the property.
You do?
Yep, my daughter bought a horse.
Oh, no. Sherry, did you hear that? Tim's daughter bought a horse. They got it out at the farm.
That is so weird for me to hear about you all talking about farms. I am so nuts to hear that. I'm just going, wow.
But
really?
Brad kind of feels at home.
Yeah.
Hey, Brad, you know what? If 4 o'clock comes early, you're welcome to come out and milk with me.
Yes. Yeah, well, I get up at 4 o'clock.
You can tell he's a city slicker.
Brad was raised on a milking farm.
I was raised on a farm, but I got to the city as quick as I could. I learned a whole lot on a farm, like how to use vice grips and baling wire and JB Weld and WD-40. But the most important thing I ever learned on a farm was that I didn't want to be a farmer.
You know, I used to drive back and forth to one of our hydro dams up here, and it's 22 miles, and it's all farming country in between. And I'd go up at 6 o'clock in the morning on a trouble call, and the farmers would be out in their field. Get a trouble call at 10 o'clock that night. They're still out in the field. Go out there at 3 o'clock in the morning. They're out there baling hay. It's like, man, you can have that life.
That's why I'm a hobby farmer. There's a difference. If you have to do that for a living, man, that's hard work.
So are you going to fence off an area for a corral or
yep.
staking them out?
No, we're fencing off an area and we're going to build us a shelter.
Okay.
Everyone's sitting there going, what are they talking about?
Well, you know, you could always go out there and do that thing with your barn for the sports.
That's what I'm talking about, the barn. Unless you've got kerosene in the match, I don't want to hear about the farm. The barn.
No, I'm a firefighter, retired. I don't talk about those things.
Funny.
So, Gracie, you're a New Jersey girl, right?
Yeah, I live in Virginia now. I actually live right near Larry.
Do you really?
Yeah, I know Larry.
You guys meet up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
She's been to my church. I visited her church. I know her family.
I sing at his church on Saturday night.
Do you really?
Yeah, we're not members there for Sunday morning. They're a little more traditionalized than we're used to, so we don't go there. We actually have found a wonderful church we're going to now. But so I've known Larry for a while. I knew him from the Jennifer Knapp Board, and God actually brought me out here for my job. And you know, God really used Larry in a lot of ways. So so he and my husband are friends, and you know, we talk. Talk and all that. So, yeah.
We've known each other for a couple of years now, I think.
Yeah. So, but I'm really a Jersey girl, though. I got to tell you, coming out to Virginia was like major culture shock. You know, because I had to get used to, the first thing I had to get used to is pumping my own gas. Like, you don't do that in New Jersey; it's illegal. So I had to learn how to do that. And I'll tell you, I can train you on a medical program, and I know computers, but to pump my own gas, it took me forever. To get that to work.
And how to make a left turn without a jug handle?
Yeah, they have jug handles in New Jersey. Jester Hawk would know all of this stuff. So, yeah, you have to actually go all the way to the right and do kind of like a semi-U-turn to cross over a highway if you want to make a left.
Look, that's where those came from. They just put some of those in here on our highway out here, and I'm wondering who the heck came up with this idiotic
idea. Well, you know what? I used to think they were ridiculous, but, you know, being out here in Virginia, they make a lot of sense to have them because the traffic out here is awful. So, I mean, there's a lot more traffic out here than I'm used to, but, see, I'm really used to driving really fast. So I've had to kind of,
everybody drives slow compared to Gracie.
Yeah,
wait a minute. I know what this is, though. See, I was down in Texas, and I was there over a winter, and the nothing snows, nothing, but the roads freeze. And I'm doing 35, 40 miles an hour because I'm used to driving on this, and everyone behind me is in an accident because they're trying to get out of my way. It's not about you, Gracie. It's about them. It's them.
Right, that way. Well, Larry will tell you because he's driven behind me and my husband before. Larry, do I ever stop at a yellow light?
No.
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 She's lost me at a lot of yellow lights.
And I'm like, come on, keep up.
Yeah, push me. Go faster.
What was the movie Starman where the guy goes, I have figured out driving. Red light means stop. Green light means go. Yellow light means go very fast.
Right. That they teach you that in your New Jersey Ed. So
no, you know, in New Jersey, they teach you to drive one-handed. That way you have your other hand free for hand gestures. I assume that
there.
Means waving. I assume that means waving, but, you know.
Well, it can. If the Christian way, it means waving. We can, you know, Christianese it, and that is
well,
what it means.
Well, Gracie has told me that she has to choose sometimes between driving the Christian way or the Jersey way.
You know, that's one of the big things that I had to do is I have a very bad road rage going sometimes, and we've been having the grandkids with a lot. I want to come up with a road rage device. It's a little device that sits underneath your dash, and it's got three or four buttons on it. 50 caliber machine guns. Means, hey, idiot. You know, and this is just going to be voice sounds. And when you get behind these people that are going down the highway at 45 miles an hour with their right turn signal or their left turn signal on in the right-hand lane, and then they turn right, you can hit, jerk!
Yeah, that's about right. Well, I tell you, I won't put a Christian bumper sticker on my car for that reason, because I, you know, I could have my awesome Christian music blaring, and then somebody will cut me off, and I'm not very Christian about it.
Hey, Gracie, is it true that when they give you your driver's test in New Jersey that you have to have two driving instructors in the car with you, one in the seat next to you and one in the trunk?
You've heard. Okay, that was our secret. No, but I'm going to tell you something. No, it is very true, like all this mob stuff you hear. Yeah, it's kind of – I trained a client out there, and the doctor – looked like he belonged on The Sopranos. He was just, you know, the whole mob thing, and people do talk like that. The only thing about Jersey is people have the impression that we say Joysy, and we don't. We just, you know, we kind of have this, like, Italian, I'm not Italian, but you kind of have this, like, Italian thing, like, you talking to me, and things like that, so.
Hey, you didn't see nothing, forget about it.
I'm going to have to kill you. You know, you got to.
So how did you want to talk to Virginia? I mean, all my relatives are from the south on my dad's side, and they always just refer to me as their Yankee cousin from up north. And
that's
half the time I don't understand what they're saying. Y'all know what? I'll go and have some
grit. Oh, yeah. My kid said y'all one time, and we were in New Jersey, and I could have slapped her.
My son started to go to school in preschool down in Alabama where we were living, and he came home one day and he said, Daddy, Daddy, listen to this. A, B, C, D. We were in Chicago the next day. He asked him for it now. He goes, A, B, C.
It's very slow. I'm not used to slow.
That's
You got to speed up the stop.
Well, but then you went to West Virginia to train, and they're real slow.
Oh, my gosh. They took, like, 5 minutes to say Beverly. Like, to say my name, they're like, Beverly. And I'm like,
and they
and
added,
like,
about four syllables, Beverly.
Yeah. Well, somebody told me this past week at worship team practice I should say my full name, which is Beverly Ann. They go, oh, you say Beverly Ann. They'll think you fit right in there. And say, oh, Beverly Ann.
Everybody's got three names. I've started adding Bob to the end of every boy's name and Sue to the end of every girl's name when I lived in Alabama. So, you know, my best friend was Clem Bob, and my, you know, lady I knew was Susu. And
well, everybody's related out there. One of the jokes that one of the trainers said to me was that you have to marry your cousin just to get over the border.
Well, you know, that's a standing joke here, too, with Clydesdale. Sherry's family, her immediate family when she grew up was eight kids, and when we started dating, we went out, she said, well, we're going to have a birthday party for my mom, it'll just be immediate family. I got there, and I quit counting at 123 immediate family members. her side of the family ain't half the population, it's my side that is the other half. And,
well, that's not just the southern thing, though, because my wife, whose family came from Upper Peninsula, Michigan, by the way, my wife, if I break down anywhere in the U.S., anywhere in the U.S., I'm within 20 minutes of a family member of my wife. And I proved this one day. We broke down in a cornfield in Iowa, and there wasn't a town within 20 minutes of where
we
were.
Goodness.
And somebody showed up in 20 minutes to help us out, and they were family.
I would have cried.
I laugh because it's much better than crying.
Well, you know, Tim, Karen posted something the other day that I thought was kind of cute, where you told your mom it was, boy, I wish we'd have company more often.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Yes, she did. And you were having dinner with Ruth and Billy Graham.
We were having dinner. I was in a very fortunate position. My dad was a very solid Christian, and he really, really believed in not only tithing to the church but giving offerings, and he supported several ministries. And it was not uncommon to have Billy Graham show up on a fly-through and come over and have dinner with us, or to have Bob Pierce from Samaritan's Purse, or and I can't think of all the people. I mean, I wish I could. There were so many names, and I wish I knew then what I knew now, so I could have appreciated even half of this. But there are Ruth and Billy Graham on one side of the table, my parents on the other side of the table. I'm at the end in the chair, and I proudly announce, "Man, I love it when we have company. We eat so good." Of course, my mother was mortified. You know, my father's like, "Oh, this kid," you know.
You know, we always know what's going on with the kids because the grandkids come and start talking, you know. It's like, okay. It's amazing what you learn from the mouths of babes, you know.
Brad, I want to know how you're going to work all this into the podcast. Letting us wander. He's going to cut it all out.
I think I'll just post it as is.
Hey, Brad, that one...
In that case, my name is Luke, L-U-K.
If you're still listening at this point, you get a free gift certificate to Tim's house.
Yeah, it's an open house, as a matter of fact. If you want to come by and look at it, buy it, please.
Tim, where do you live?
I live in a little town called Cary. It's about 45 miles northwest of Chicago. It's not quite Wisconsin, but if I jump really high, I can see Wisconsin.
Wow.
So it's a lovely little area. I call it Mayberry. At least it used to be. It was a real quiet, quiet town. I moved here 10-15 years ago now. And I have to say it's been quite interesting watching it bloom over the last 15 years. Really, it's still a really lovely place, but they used to refer to it in the news as the rural town of Cary. And now they just go, and now in the suburb of Cary.
And put it, but you can go to Google Earth and type in Cary, Illinois, and you can actually see Tim's town because I went and looked at his house on Google Earth.
Wow.
I was in the backyard laying out. Trust me, I really had shorts on. No.
They were white shorts, weren't they?
Yeah, exactly.
That was a pretty good picture that they Google Earth. Like, oh.
Okay, now I have to leave this in the podcast.
No, yeah. You don't.
It's going to be Google Earthing.
L-U-K-E.
All right, well, I got to go to bed. It's 10 o'clock here, and I have to get up at 4. So.
Oh, come on. It's 11:10 here.
It's late here.
Yeah, it's 4-something or 10-something here, and I got to get up at 4, too. So what's the big deal, Brad?
The big deal is I'm running the call. When I hang up, you're all going to go away. So.
Oh, okay.
Just put the phone down. Go to bed.
We'll talk. You anyway, Brad.
I can do that. I can put the phone down and leave you all on.
Then we'll just start screaming for you, Brad! Hang it up!
Well, it's been good talking to all you, and I'm on my cell phone to save the long-distance charges, but I burnt up all the minutes, so I'm going to say God bless and
all good things must come to an end. Charlie, I'll see you this weekend. I love you, man.
Okay, love you, Big Tim. Bye,
good
everybody.
Night. Bye. Good night, Gracie.
Good night.
Thanks, Brad, thanks for letting me pop in the middle.
No problem, Tim. Anytime.
Bye, too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we're out of here.